to turn this morning to Acts chapter 10. Hope you got a bulletin today and with your sermon insert that'll help you kind of follow the sermon and also may help you in the in remembering the message, and you can use it as well in further looking at the passage of Scripture we'll be looking at today. This is not a part of a series of any kind, but we're trusting the Lord to speak to our hearts today from this passage of Scripture. I want to just read really one verse of Scripture, and then I'll go back to the text this morning. Looking at verse 33. "So I went to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God. So I went to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God." And so I want to just, the title of this message is, "We Are All Present." And I want to just look at that just for a few moments this morning. May the Lord speak to our hearts. Would you ask Him to do that in your life today? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray now, Lord, that You would give us listening ears that we can hear, in that inner ear, in that the inside of us. Lord, that we would sense Your presence and You would speak to us in the way that You desire to today. We'll just glorify You and praise You to that end. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We are all present. Here in this passage of Scripture, we have a few people that we'll be looking at, persons, and really that represent, I believe, all of us. On this particular occasion, we've got to revisit the story of Cornelius here in chapter 10 of Acts. In fact, we go to verse 1. It says, "There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment." Verse 2, "A devout man, and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always." When we get down to verse 33, we find that Cornelius has called a meeting. He's called a meeting. Now, there's no question the prompting for this meeting was not something he came up with. In fact, we read in our text, the prompting for this meeting really comes from God Himself, the Lord Himself. But we find this man, Cornelius, here in this passage of Scripture. Now, if you're following along in your notes, we're looking at the people who are present in this and what kind of people they were. And I've got this, number one, Cornelius. He's a man on a spiritual journey. I've been intrigued looking at, we look at things that go on throughout our history. Sometimes I've heard mentioned through the years about a bridge to nowhere. I know there's in recent years, in the last 15, 20 years, there was a bridge to be built in Alaska. That was a big source of controversy at a cost of $350 million, putting a bridge from a community of less than 2,000 people over to a little section where 50 people lived. And at $350 million, trying to decide that this was the best way to best money spent was a great source of controversy, and it became called the Bridge to Nowhere because money was set aside, but the completion of it was not done. There was people said, okay, we need to go ahead, we need to spend this money. I think one legislation was we'll spend it in New Orleans to fix some of their issues down there. That's what happened. But that's not the only time that's happened. You start looking, if you put in the search in Google, a bridge to nowhere, you'll begin to see that there's a lot of those kind of things. Projects, bridges that have been built incomplete or many years before they were, and then it was questionable, should they have done it to start with? Well, when this meeting is called, there is a reason for this meeting. But sometimes in life, we feel like we're going nowhere. Sometimes we may be an individual that's not sure where we're headed or where we're going. I think about the many graduates of this weekend, college graduates this weekend. And I thought, and I was talking to Teresa Kearns, I believe it was this morning, how that when you're in school, everything's kind of planned for you. You know, you've got to go through elementary school, then you say, well, there's 3 years of middle school. So you kind of have an idea what you're going to do for 3 years. And then high school, you kind of got an idea the next 4 years will be this. I'm going to college, the next 4 years will be this. And then all of a sudden you find yourself at the edge of a cliff.